The WLEW News and Public Affairs Department now presents What Do You Think? Here's your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
Good morning, our guest today, and we are so happy that she braved the cold and has her sled dogs resting outside trying to get here, is Kelly Jo Ossentoski, Harbor Beach Community Promotions Director. We'll be talking about Super Saturday this Saturday, and frankly, with this kind of weather, couldn't come too soon.
Yeah, soup is sounding really good today. Come Saturday, everybody will definitely be ready for some soup.
And this has been an annual thing. You've been doing this for years, and it's kind of, from what I remember, it's been growing through the years. You've been doing pretty good in getting enough entrants and enough people showing up.
Oh, yes. This year we have 16 different soups. Merchants and organizations around town that will be making soup for everyone to sample.
I go to the store and I don't see 16 different kinds of soup on the shelf.
No, just different varieties of the same soup, right?
Yeah, well, there's this brand, similar one.
Right. So, but no, they'll all be homemade soups that you can purchase a sticker at the visitor center for $3, and then that gets you to go and sample all 16 soups.
Gets you a ballot too, doesn't
it? It does get you a ballot with a map as to where to go find the soups, because they are, most of them are at the local businesses that are supplying the soup. We do have four that will be at the library as well. Okay. So, and then you just go sample your soups and return your ballot to vote for your favorite. And then you'll also be entered into a drawing to win a nice soup pot filled with all kinds of soup ingredients and things like that. So it's always a fun little basket.
Are these soup recipes secret? Do some of the people kind of share what they're doing, or is a lot of it, you know, this is a family specialty and we'll let you taste it, but we won't tell you the secret ingredient. It better not be groundhog on the second.
Yeah, I'm hoping no one has groundhog soup, but you never know. They might, you know, make up a soup and call it that, though. Secret recipes, some of them may not be willing to share, others will be. So it just kind of depends. If you want a soup recipe, all you can do is ask. They may say yes and they may say no.
Well, if you have groundhog soup and he predicts, you know, 6-8 more weeks of winter or whatever, people will be devouring that.
Get rid of it.
I'll show him.
So, yeah.
And it's kind of unusual to have it on Groundhog Day. I don't think that's happened before.
Right. Yeah, it's Super Bowl weekend, so Super Saturday.
Super.
Yep, so you can go soup tasting on Saturday and then do the Super Bowl parties on Sunday. So.
Now people get creative with this. It isn't just basically, I mean, you will find some chicken noodle and stuff, but these are really primo recipes for the most part.
Oh, a lot of them will make their signature soups, or special family recipes, or something creative that they've come up with on their own. I mean, you might have a soup that, you know, you add Fritos to or something like that, you know, and there will be different toppings that some of the places will have for you to add to your soup, you know, different oyster crackers and such.
Do you have to define to the entrance what is soup? Because I know when you do the chili cook-off later in the year, they get kind of, you have white sauce, you have all this other, it doesn't really look like chili. Do you have to kind of say, yeah, it's got to be basically soup?
Right. That's the only thing that they get told. It's a soup, not a chili this time, because chili is in September.
And it's
but this can be any kind of soup that you want.
Okay. And it starts at the visitor center. Where is that located? Right downtown?
That it's south of the main light.
South of the main light.
Next to the Murphy Museum.
Oh, okay.
If you know where that is, across from the Anchorage.
And I'm sure there'll be some signage there that says Super
Saturday, yes,
or something.
So yes,
you'll
say
you'll stop in there and
right,
get it. And if you bring in the family, you got to have a sticker for every family member.
Correct.
If they want a sample.
Correct.
Because it isn't a family pass.
No, it's not.
And it's done for fundraising.
It is a fundraiser for the chamber, as well as to get people into our local businesses and see what they have. Some businesses will be running specials that day and have different sales, so you'll want to make sure you check those out while you're in the stores.
Super sales, no less.
No less, absolutely.
And that, but again, if you have a family coming along, everybody's going to need a sticker so everybody can get a sample and taste it. And you don't get a huge bowl at any location. You get a sample. But by the time you do 16 of them, you felt like you've eaten a full bowl of soup.
Exactly. You know, I mean, if you think about it, if you get 1 ounce at six at each of the 16 locations, that's 16 ounces of soup. That's two cups.
So if so. It's Groundhog's Day and you don't see your shadow expand, you're doing it wrong.
Nice. Oh, okay. That's not our reason for doing it. But no. Hey, you know, have fun with it. So our merchants have a great time with it and enjoy doing it and seeing the people come in. Last year we did have a record number of people there. So hopefully this year, with it being a little warmer temperatures on Saturday, people are ready to get out and go do something.
A little warmer is relative when you're dealing with today's temperatures,
but we'll take it.
But I look at the forecast here for Saturday, and a high near 32.
Yes.
So that's a pleasant change from where we're at right now. It's a you can walk the streets without huddling over and
getting frostbite in 10 minutes. Yeah. Yeah. So it'll be good.
And the only thing warm is the soup in your stomach.
Yeah. So the soup will be fantastic for that day.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And but it was a beautiful day last year.
You hope
it'll be a beautiful day again this year, because that really kind of peaks the turnout.
It does. Yeah, of course, you know, people don't want to go out if it's not nice weather. So we always hope for good weather, but can't always have it. Hopefully the weather holds for us like it's calling for, and it's a great day for people to get out and enjoy touring downtown Harbor Beach.
And how Mother Nature knows it's the weekend and the kids won't have school anyway, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm sure the kids are enjoying this week.
Now, if you have a soup in there, you are in the running for first, second, and third prizes again this year?
Yes, you are. First prize will be a traveling trophy, bragging rights for the year. And
what does the trophy look like? Does it look like a soup spoon?
It does.
Something?
It has a soup ladle on
There you go.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And $75 Harbor Beach bucks that you can spend anywhere in Harbor Beach.
And if you're in second and third, you get a little lesser prize.
Right. Second is 50 and third is 25.
And then you have pretty good odds. I mean, if there's only 16.
Right. Not I bad. Mean, you know, not bad, right?
Almost 25% of the people that are cooking are going to take home something.
Exactly. So.
But the idea is really just the community involvement. To, you know, because when people, you know, they talk about it when they're at the soups line, and, you know, it isn't a machinery. It really brings a community together.
It does. It's a, you know, hey, it's a chance for you to get out and visit, you know, friends, neighbors, family that maybe you haven't seen in a couple of weeks, or maybe not since Christmas. You know, there are people that do come from outside the area for it. Gives them a reason to come up to the area. So that's what it's about. And so people travel around in little groups. And yeah, and when you're waiting for your soup sample, you just visit with everybody that's there because you're all there for the same reason.
And there are 16 people. You're going to certainly try to find out how to become a dinner guest at their house someday. Because they know how to cook.
See, now, you have it all figured out. You know,
there's a method to my madness. Is it too late to enter? Or do you just... Because you had to have maps drawn up and such, and I don't want to mess you up. If it's all done, then they can think about next year.
Right. You could enter if you're willing to handwrite your name in on all the ballots.
Oh,
yeah. But the ballots and maps are done.
So,
yeah, exactly. But no, I mean, we would still allow people to join if they really want to.
But you do have most of the stuff printed out.
Correct.
And it's you know, it's kind of hard to almost have to have. Maybe they'd get creative and they get on their home computer and make stickers and just put on the ballot to go down on the bottom.
That's true. They could do that. Next year, it is an annual event. They wanted to do it next year. Hey, you let us know, and we'll add you to the list to make sure we notify you for next year.
And it also gives you a chance to see what you need to do. You know, you can see how the people present it.
Right.
Because a lot of things with food is the presentation.
The presentation is
it makes it taste better. You can have great food, and if they just slop it on the plate like, you know, some old greasy spoon, you're like, what's this? And even if it tastes great. But if you present it right, that can be 20% of the flavor in your head.
Absolutely. You know, hey, when you go to a restaurant, you want a plate that looks appealing.
Nobody eats that parsley they put on that plate, but I want it there.
But it looks so fresh and yummy.
Green and,
yeah.
Because everything else on the plate I order usually isn't green.
Not a big fan of green vegetables, are you?
I eat them, but it's, you know, if I'm going out, I get something I wouldn't cook for myself.
There you go.
You raise funds for this. This is part of what the chamber does to help other events that may not be as cost effective. It's to raise funds, and you can do more through the course of the year then.
Right. And this is...
Because some events are big, you know, in town, and then other events, you know, they're either building up their participation, or they never were really designed to be, you know, money makers, you know, change things, but they're great events for people to go to.
Right. The chamber looks at it as the main idea is to get people into town to visit our businesses and raise a little money while we're at it to support the different projects that we want to in Harbor Beach.
I think it's also a good way to show that we don't close the door on Labor Day.
No, we don't.
In town. There's still things going on, still reasons to come into town. There's events, there's things that are happening. Because a lot of people think of tourist towns along the lake, and you know, by the time you can't swim or go to the beach anymore, well, what are you going to do there? You people find ways to find things to do.
We try. You know, we have, you know, early February is the Super Saturday. Then we have our hospital.
Can't get any earlier than the second.
The second. This
is
pretty much the earliest. You know, and then we have our Hospital Foundation's Valentine's Dinner Dance.
Which can't be too much later because Valentine's the 14th, so you're doing it like, I see, the 19th or the 9th?
The 9th. February 9th, that's a Saturday. It's held at the Ugly Fox Hunters. For tickets, you'd want to call the hospital.
And those funds go to the Hospital Foundation?
Yes, those are for the foundation for what they do, correct.
Which is usually getting equipment and things they need at the hospital that help with the patient's quality of time there, and equipment and things that the hospital needs if they need a little boost.
Exactly, and you know, our hospital is a huge part of our community there in Harbor Beach. It's a great asset that we have, and we want people to use it and feel comfortable being there.
Terrific.
Then, the end of February, mm-hmm. We must like food in Harbor Beach, because
you've learned the classic thing. If there's food, people will show up.
Because then, you know, Zion's Lutheran School has their German dinner.
You will eat it and you will like it.
And that is a fantastic meal if anyone's looking for a good meal to get out. If you don't want to cook that day, it'd be a great place to go.
And there'll be flyers around town telling prices and all the other things you need to know, and when maybe it's on the menu and all that kind of stuff, because, you know.
And I know they do have takeouts available as well.
Ooh,
so
there you go.
Yeah. But, so yeah. So I mean, and that's just in February. So March is kind of a little slower month for us, but then we get to April and stuff starts happening again.
See, March can be having activities depending on when Easter shows up.
Exactly.
Because things like you've got an Easter egg hunt coming up. If Easter's early in the year,
like last year,
you may have it in the end of March as opposed to having to wait until
April. Yeah. Last year the Easter egg hunt was in March. This year it's in April.
Yeah, so. That formula, I don't know, it's the first Sunday after the first full moon after spring. That's the formula for Easter.
I'm glad you remember that, because I don't. I just look at the calendar.
Well, that's why it changes, mm-hmm. because when the full moon, if the full moon is the day after spring starts, well, then you have early. But it could be 30 days later.
Could be.
So that's why it changes.
But hopefully we'll have some nicer weather by then, though, too. If it's in April. Hopefully April is nicer.
Hopefully.
we're holding hope here.
Because this kind of weather the UP calls Memorial Day.
I know. Yeah, they're probably laughing at us right now and how we're acting with it being cold.
You don't know what cold is. Cold is when you have to turn the freezer off because it's getting too cold in there from the cold in the house. But anyway, you got the Easter egg hunt, April 13th. That'll be at the middle school gym.
Yes.
So it is indoors.
It's indoors.
Because you can't count on the weather that time of the year.
Right.
It could just be muddy outside, and you know,
yeah.
Kids.
They used to try around to have it outside, and then if it was bad weather, they'd move it inside. Now they just have it inside. So just keep it simple this way.
And basically, it's for the little tots. Do you
yes.
do it in like different age
yes,
groups?
Yes, they do.
Because it's sad to see, you know, if you got the little kids and the bigger kids, and the little ones are trying to scramble, and the bigger ones are just getting everything. Because it's candy, and there's no taking prisoners.
Oh, gosh. No. Yeah, then later, a little bit later, in April 13th, well, actually, it's the same day as the Easter egg hunt.
So if you don't take your kids hunting
for eggs,
you can be hunting for something
else. Go hunting for pheasants. The the Hospital Foundation will be having their European pheasant hunt, and that will be at the Rooster Ranch that day. I believe they liberate 9 birds per person.
And that's a fancy way of putting it.
That is the fancy way of putting it. That's what I'm told.
They liberate. I'm going to have to liberate some hamburgers later today.
But anyways, that's a great fundraiser. I know anyone that's a hunter really enjoys that one. It's a full day of activities out there. Again, you know, for more information, call the hospital.
And there'll
be flyers and information online, you know, and different things. So.
And it's not just the hunting. There's other things going on. There's camaraderie. There's all kinds
Absolutely.
Of things happening that, you could do the hunting on your own. The whole point is to make it an event.
Correct. Yeah.
For people
another chance for you to get together and, yes, enjoy others that enjoy the same activity you do.
Trade stories about how better hunting was years ago.
For pheasant? Yes.
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah. I remember my dad used to hunt pheasant. He'd always come back with something. And towards the end, not so much.
Right. Yeah. Now we hear of all kinds of people heading out to North and South Dakota to pheasant hunt. And so take their bird dogs west, I guess. So.
But there will be a pheasant hunt, and the Rooster Ranch is pretty good at making sure there are birds around.
Oh, yes, that they're very good at that. Okay. Yeah. And you don't need a dog. They'll have dogs there to run.
They have different types of hunts, if I remember, from past years. So you might want to, check the hospital foundation's webpage or Facebook page, and they'll tell you flyers with all the stuff you need to know. It'll be coming up soon if it's not posted yet.
Right.
Because... find the part of it you want to do. I mean, if there's a hunt with dogs in the morning, not in the afternoon, or however they do that, you want to know.
Right. Yeah, and they'll be happy to share any information that you have that they have with you and answer all your questions.
Well, terrific. And by the time we get done with pheasant hunting, we're starting to think spring already. And it's sicking the line in the water. Zing! Because nobody thinks of fishing in Harbor Beach.
Actually, there is a ice fishing blind out on the lake right now out there in the harbor. I was out by the Lincoln Park yesterday, and just off the pier, there's a shanty out there.
So. Bless them, I hope you do well. Be safe out there.
Exactly.
We try here.
Exactly.
That's why we don't do a winter fishing report on the station, is we don't want to encourage people to go out there if the ice is bad.
Right.
And, we want people to be safe.
So, yes, but the spring is definitely the time where the fishing gets going in Harbor Beach again.
If you get out there early enough, then the bugs haven't come and the fish are hungry. And that's when they want to bite.
So we start our fishing tournaments then on May 4th with the Can to Can. That's always our biggest fishing tournament for the year. And it is a huge kickoff to the season. It's very well planned by Ben and his group of committee members. And people come Friday night through Saturday night and have a great time.
I remember, right, they have a captain's meeting on night, and then Saturday the tournament. And I think last year, wasn't it like Sunday was the ladies or something? They kind of made special, if I remember, I wrote the story, but my brain is mush right now from the cold. But it seems to me they had a special part of it for ladies as well.
On Sunday.
Anglers like to come in all shapes, sizes, and
genders.
You betcha.
So yeah, no, that's a great weekend to get the fishing going and have a lot of fun with that.
And start the season.
Absolutely.
Good time to, get your boat in early in the season, because hopefully by then the ice will be out.
Let's hope so, because we have some renovations going on at the marina this spring, and we need the ice gone to do those.
Yes, I understand you have new docks coming.
We do. If you go out there right now to the marina, there's not many docks there. A bunch of them have been removed.
Now, the city had experimented with the floating docks. Is that what they've gone to? Because they're much easier with changes in water levels.
I believe there will be a few of those, but they will not all be that.
Not all.
Yes.
Because the floating docks, they go up and down.
Right.
So it's constant at the side of your boat how high it's going to be, whether the water drops or not. But The other problem is yeah, you got a dock, but you got to make sure it's dredged enough underneath so you can get in.
Right, right. Yeah, and the city did the dredging a couple years ago. So
and they're always checking to make sure
we are. They do a great job with that part of it. So we're really excited about getting the new docks put in. There'll be some asphalt and cement renovations done. The bathrooms will be remodeled. New gas pumps.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so there's a lot going on out there.
Please don't say it so they can put $10 on the... We don't want to hear about that.
No, these pumps are supposed to pump faster, which would be great for a lot of people. Okay. So that's the main idea
with
those.
Get them out faster and back out fishing and enjoying
right,
the
right. Nobody wants to sit at
life.
The gas pump. So, yeah. Okay. But anyway, so yeah, we're pretty excited about that. And
they're also working on the new access point at the old Coast Guard station.
Yes.
They're getting grants and stuff to build that out. It'll be similar, I think, to what you have at Trescott Street.
Similar.
That goes out at
right.
that point where you can fish and come in for the day or whatever. But it's nice to see more and more things coming into Harbor
right.
Beach to improve the water
Water access for people. And that's the whole idea is we have this great resource there and we want people to be able to use it. So,
and since it was already where the Coast Guard launched their boats, it's probably deep enough that boats will be able to get in there no problem.
Yeah. So that project is ongoing.
It's ongoing. It's not done yet.
No.
They have beautiful plans for it.
They do. The plans look great.
And there's actually, if I remember right, they were going to work on a little part of the old Coast Guard building itself.
Yes, they want to revamp the garage that's there. The cupola is also there that they want to redo. So there are some plans to preserve what is still there.
That sounds terrific. And again, that's just starting it off. You've got other tournaments coming up. You got the Pro King coming up on June 1st.
Yes, the Pro King tournament is another one of our tournaments that's very well attended. All of our tournaments are well attended. And then we have the veterans on June 8th.
Where they take the veterans out fishing. And,
right. Captains volunteer to take the veterans out.
Much of them come out of Harbor Beach, a few from other ports, because there's just such a demand for it now.
There is. And I believe that grows every year that they get more people going out. And the veterans appreciate it. They are thrilled with that project. And, thanks to that committee and group that puts that together.
Well, if you can't afford a large boat to go out like that, it's nice. If you don't know anybody who can take you out, it's nice to have that opportunity to experience it.
Right, right, exactly. And so, if you want to volunteer to be a captain or to, register for that, you can contact Kevin. And his number is 989-550-9227. And I know he is always looking for captains to help, so that the more captains we have, the more veterans that are able to go out.
And that's better than, Super Saturday. The more cooks spoil the broth, the more captains make the event go better.
They do. And then, there's a meal afterwards, and they clean the fish for the mm-hmm. veterans. And so it's a great day.
And it's also getting out, meeting new people, and enjoying what we have out
what
there.
What we have, exactly.
A lot of us take it for granted that it's all around us, but people who come up here, they look at that and, they think of a lake as something you see the other side
exactly.
of.
Exactly. Like if we go out west and see the mountains, we're excited. People come here and see Lake Huron all around us. And
you tell them, well, it's about 500-600 miles till you get to land if you're going north or whatever. It's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's crazy because it's not 600 miles. I'm not a... but I mean, it's a long way. I'll say it that way. But I mean, because I don't need people fact-checking me.
You might learn something.
Gosh, let's not do that. Anyway, you got coming up in May from our friend here who does our basketball games and football games, Clark Ramsey. He has his game show coming back up.
Oh, that game show, the Harbor Beach game show, is such a hit with people. Tickets sell out immediately. On May 11th is the game show. Tickets go on sale May 1st online.
And that was new last year.
It
went out very well.
It went
so,
very well.
They're doing it again this year to get your tickets online. So You don't have to stand in line and hope you're far enough up in line right. to get a seat, because there's only so many that can go into the theater.
Correct. So you can get your tickets early and know that you're going to go in.
And he's always got game shows.
It is. It's a hoot. There's really no other way to put it.
A hoot. Excellent. And you got the garage sales coming back this year.
Yep. Every Memorial weekend, the chamber sponsors the citywide garage sales.
And the permits are free for that weekend.
They are, yes. The city council waives the permits for that weekend. And
Does it still count as how many you can have a year? I ask this to other people in communities, because I know some communities limit, so you can't have one every week.
Right. You know? I know typically Harbor Beach, you are limited to a certain number of days in a row. That is waived for this weekend as well. Okay. So you can have your sale the entire weekend if you want.
Check with the city. They will tell.
Right, right. And if you're within the city limits, you do need to have a permit, but the permit is free. So just stop at City Hall and get that permit.
Just sign it off, and then you don't have to worry about someone coming and asking to see your permit.
Right. And then you also, that way you're signed up for on the map, that there will be maps around town for visitors to pick up to see where all the sales are.
Excellent. So that's a biggie. Gets people into town on the first holiday weekend.
Yeah. It is.
And water may be a little cold, but the sales are hot.
The sales will be hot. That's right. But it's a fun time, and I know a lot of people look forward to garage sales and seeing what kind of deals they can get. And it's kind of your first chance to get back out there and check things out again after the long winter.
And then you see stuff and you go, didn't I see that at a garage sale down the road last year and bought it, and I was over here.
You know, and then we in June, then we have our annual truck show,
which grew out of practically nowhere. It was a little event somebody says suggested because of car show, and then all of a sudden, the truck show is its own full day event now.
Right, it is. It is a full day event for families, kids, everyone. Lots of trucks of all different kinds, from antiques all the way to your big rigs and in between.
And a lot of them are really spiffed out.
Oh, absolutely. These people take great pride in their trucks and what they have.
But, I mean, it's not just the little pickups that are all blinged out.
No.
Some of these people on the road have really fancy rigs.
They do. And I guess if that's your livelihood and, you know, you want to make it fancy and have something nice, they keep it nice, you know. I mean, that's their livelihood, so... And I'm glad that they are willing to come and share that with the rest of us.
And they schedule their travels to make sure they'll be able to come that day.
Yes, they do. We have several that are there every year because they just love being there. I mean, free live music, kid games, face painting, all kinds of stuff. So it's a good day. And then we end the day with the lighted truck parade at night at dusk.
And some of them trucks have lights all over.
Yes, they do.
It's like, did I just drive onto the airport runway? That's long and lots of lights on it.
It is definitely something to see and hear.
Okay. A little later in the summer, you have your biggie.
Yeah, our Maritime Festival. Yeah, we have, that'll be July 11th through the 14th. A lot of the...
I avoided using premier because I think all of these things in their own way are a premier event. It isn't just, this one happens to be the biggest as far as how many acts and how many days
right.
and all of this. But
right.
but all the other events are, for what they are trying to be,
right.
they do very well on their own.
They do. They do great on their own. But yeah, our Maritime Festival is, you know, a few extra days, free music. We've got some really good bands coming in. And
you do some of the music right down at the waterfront with
it's
your
all right,
mobile
on our Friday nights. Yep, we'll do Friday nights at the beach as well as Maritime is at the beach. You can do your rustic camping at the beach for Maritime if you want. Registration for that will be going up in February.
And again, they'll put flyers out before
that
to show you what's happening each day and where you want to be. There's stuff for the kids, there's stuff for the grown-ups later in the evening. It's just for everybody.
There are, there's lots of different tournaments. You got your bocce ball and your cornhole tournaments.
Isn't it like the one event out of the year that people are actually, and I'm getting this right, and please tell me if I'm wrong, they do a little camping right near Lincoln Park there?
They do, right on the grass there at Lincoln Park.
Because usually it's just a park for families to have picnics and stuff, but during this event, there's so many people trying to, I don't want to use the word cram, but try to get into town that accommodations are scooped up really quick, and this allows for even more people to be right where the action
is. Right, yeah, we do sell sites right there on the beach, near the beach, I should say, for $100 for the weekend. It's rustic, though. I mean, there's no running water, electricity, but you can...
Well, yeah, but if you start doing that, then you've made a campground and not a park.
Right.
For the rest of the year.
Right, exactly, and that's not the point. The point is to have a place for people to be and stay for this festival.
And sometimes, you know, people would stay there, but maybe have relatives in town where they can use the shower, because after 4 days you get a little whiffy.
They could go to North Park and use those facilities as well. We do allow them to do that. So, yeah.
So that's one of your big ones through the year.
It is, and this year we started with just a kids carnival on Friday night. Last year was a new event for it. This year we're actually making Saturday Kids Day, and so there'll be lots of kids activities all day Saturday. So, you know, there'll be a great day for the families to come out and have some fun.
And later in the year, you got your Agventure Day. That's something that just grew as it kept going, because this is an ag area community.
Right.
And it's got other things like music and cooking.
Yeah.
Food again.
Yeah,
I
food
see,
again.
I guess the theme in Harbor Beach. We have an event. There must be food.
There has to be food all the time, right? But yeah, we got live music, and we're looking at maybe having some cooking contests going on. There'll be some demonstrations
now,
this year.
Have good cooking food contests, but also have funny ones. people spinning pizza dough or something, you know, who don't know how to do this.
Who don't know how to.
You know, just to you know, show off just how coordinated are you. You know, do these kind of things. Trying to flip the stuff in the pan without getting it all over. Try that in my kitchen and the cat's happy.
I can't flip pizza dough either. So.
No. But there will be kids' activities there as well.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we have the FFA does a great job with kids' games, and then there's a couple of vendors that come in, some of our sponsors that will also have kid games at their booths. So it's a fun day.
And then the salsa testing late in August, and then the Harvest Festival. You guys have a full slate of events going through the year, and after that you'll have your Christmas parade. I mean, the whole year is really planned out with something pretty much on the planning boards all the time.
We try to keep people busy and doing things, and always something for you to do if you're in the area or want to come to the area. So that's our goal, is to always have things going on. It takes a lot of volunteers to make all of this happen, and we thank them for the hours that they put in, because it is hours that a lot of people put into these events.
But the fundraisers, like the one coming up for the Super Saturday, they help pay for the flyers and the posters and the other things you need through the year for all these events.
Right.
Because... nothing's free, except your free labor there. The volunteers.
Yeah, the volunteers. And I mean, and we have some great volunteers in Harbor Beach that love the city and want to make things happen and have people have fun and enjoy their time in town.
And a lot of your volunteers have passions for particular events, so they may work on a couple
sure.
of them, and others work on other events that they're more passionate about and enjoy.
Right.
So. You know, it helps that you don't have everybody working on one event and then, well, who am I going to get to do this thing?
Right, correct.
So they filter out through the year that way.
Right.
People who are down south for the winter, they help in the more summertime events.
Oh, and we do have some of those.
That are year-round residents, they can help at, like, this Saturday's Super Saturday. And again, what hours are they?
11 a.m. to 2 p.m.
And you go to the Visitor Center by the Murphy Museum downtown.
Yes, that's where you begin.
South
of the light.
Mm-hmm. On 25. And pick up your sticker and your ballot and pay your fee and run around town with a map to test all 16 recipes that'll be out there.
Correct. Should be a fun day.
Vote, see how well you do, and get in the drawing. You get a big thing of soup fixings and stuff that... the winning of the drawing for the people who bought ballots.
Right.
There's one of those.
Right.
And then the people with the top three soups, they get their prizes as well.
Right.
So, and everybody who comes goes away a winner with a full stomach.
With a full belly and got to taste a lot of yummy soups.
should you bring your own bottled water, or there'll be stuff around town that you can pick up?
There's things around town, but you're welcome to bring your own water if you'd something to drink. Sure.
Sometimes, you know, you just got to clear your palate.
Right.
Or you just get thirsty. You know, soups have flavor, and sometimes that's a little salt, and people get thirsty.
Yeah.
But it's a family event. Bring water or... things you can carry on the street without the police asking, what are you doing? Well, you know, it is what it is. Mm-hmm. Super Saturday, this Saturday, Groundhog's Day. And after we find out how many more weeks of winter we have, you can go out and have some soup.
Sounds good.
Enjoy the whole day in Harbor Beach with the soup testing and the bragging rights for the year on the line. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Our guest today on the program has been Kelly Jill Osentoski, Harbor Beach Community Promotions Director. And again, this Saturday, February 2nd, 11 a.m. until 2 p.m., the place to be, Harbor Beach, for Super Saturday. 16 places around town for you to stop by, sample the soup, vote on it, and at the end, they'll pick the top three winners and of the people who registered. And you know how many you had last year?
I'm going to say about 220.
Yeah, that was a lot.
Right, that was our record for a winner event. That was.
And you pick one out of that to win the prize for the people who voted. And it's a good time for everyone. Family style event too.
Yes, it is.
Coming up, we'll check all the latest in the news. Just keep it right here at WLEW.